Blog Talk Radio.
Man.
I know you would play this song. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. Okay. Tap in my mouth.
Christmas cookie.
No, I left all the cookies.
Amazing.
Pretty much any of the sweets that weren't already in the stocking got left at my family's.
I made these.
Oh, that's very nice.
My first ever sugar cookies.
Ooh, very nice.
They came out cake-like. So I guess they're tea cakes. I don't know.
Anyway, some of them are good.
They are. Not all of them because, you know, I was getting sick, so I had some moments where I was kind of sleeping.
Uh-oh. Burned some?
Just a little burn. It's not bad burn, but it's you know, enough to make it crunchy, so that's good.
Yeah. I like crunchy, though.
I like crunchy, too. But I made them too thick. That's why they're cake-like. Good morning. Yes, you are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I know you're like, what the hell, if you tuned in this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so sick yesterday.
I was too. I slept just about all day long. And then I was up till, I don't know, 4 or so. I got a new book on my neck. And yeah, I'm just about done with it.
2:30 and I was roaming around Skyrim.
That's very nice. Very nice.
And found a city that actually scares me.
Ooh.
Because it's so high. It's very pretty. It reminds me of the elven cities, you know, from Lord of the Rings.
So it's not full of creepy children.
No, it's not creepy children. There's people that live there, but everything is up high. Like, when you go in, you can see all the buildings and stuff are, like, actually built into the side of the mountain. It's beautiful level design. Y'all know I was going to notice that, right? So, yeah, I was falling asleep holding the controller, too.
Wow.
And Merry Christmas back to everybody who sent me messages. I'm sorry. I was just loopy. I'm still a little loopy today, but I'm much better than I was yesterday. Every time I answered the phone, I was like, God, why do people keep calling? And in my mind, they were calling back to back, but they really weren't. It was like an hour between one call and the next. But I swear they were calling back to back. Like, stop calling me. Where are you? Why are you not here? I'm sick and I'm sleeping. Stop calling me.
I know. They barely woke up this morning. I'm surprised I did not sleep through the show. I was so tired because I was up till like 4 a.m. reading. And I don't have an alarm clock. I use my phone.
As we all do now.
But I decided to go on a late night drive looking at Christmas lights last night and then left my phone inside my purse that was buried underneath a pile of jackets and all kinds of crazy stuff because it was cold as all get out last night.
It was.
So I didn't hear the phone. I heard the vibration. The vibration on it because I have a little hanger on my wall when I come in the entryway. And I could hear my purse vibrating up against the wall. And that's what woke me up.
That's a good phone right there.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Of course, once I uncovered it, I could hear the blaring noise of the alarm because that thing's loud. Corey, you have one of these droids. You know. Those alarms are loud.
I think all the newer phones have loud alarms. This one's, it's ironically not as loud as the phone I had before.
Really?
Which is the LG Rumor Touch. No, it's not nearly as loud. That one was annoyingly... You could hear it 3 rooms over loud. You could hear it from the garage if you were in the back of my house. And with the garage door closed, it inside the car. I'd be like, what is that noise?
Oh, that is nuts.
Yeah, so this one is loud, but doesn't quite touch that one. I would like to announce my win last night from Skyrim, or this morning in Skyrim. I don't remember his name because I was half asleep when I proposed, and I think he was going to say yes, but he did.
Wait a minute, you got married in Skyrim? You had another wedding and I wasn't invited?
Nobody was invited. It's an NPC wedding. And he's apparently very paranoid. I think I'm going to have to kill him.
I feel left out. See how she is? She's having all these weddings, and I'm never invited.
It was an NPC.
You just wait.
It was an NPC, so I was up on a couple of sites trying to remember how to get married because my other character was courting somebody, I think, but I have two or three characters, as y'all know, and no two characters in Skyrim are ever the same, so I was like, how the hell did I get close to getting married last time? So I had to go hunt around And apparently I learned something very interesting. If you have the PC version, you do have a leg up on the rest of us because you can marry literally anybody. Dragons, foxes,
dragons,
wolf,
what?
Your horse, whatever it is.
Did they allow a bestiality?
Yes. Yes, apparently so. But the rest of us on the consoles, we're stuck to a specific list that's in the game. So I did not.
Wow. All right. So it's apparently PC version gamers.
Yes, you hit the little key, you know, where the apostrophe, it's not the apostrophe, what is it called? Okay, it's next to the one, the little squiggly line that's next to the one. So you're going to hold your shift key down and press that, and then you type in, I forgot what the code is, because, yeah, it was 230. But, yeah, you can type in and you can add whoever you're standing in front of to your list of people that you can marry, and then, bam, you just ask them. That's, like I said, could be a dragon.
Interesting, very interesting.
But I am just guessing with how large some of the dragons are, that might not be a good idea, because they can't fit in.
Oh, my God.
They can't fit. Not there. Ginger. Bad Ginger. I mean, into caves and stuff. Gosh, she's bad.
Yeah, next week's the all-sex week, right?
No. Is it?
You know, first week in January?
Was you asking the loopy woman? Okay. Yeah, it is.
See, I'm just getting warmed up for next week.
Ginger's bad, y'all.
Yes, yes, I am.
I got some mouthful of cookie. I cannot believe we're all relaxed this morning.
Oh, what is going on? Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh. What you got?
All right, so I'm watching Twitter, and it just comes across in six different languages. Apparently, Blizzard forums and website are having issues.
Did we not say they were hacked?
Uh-huh. It says, we are currently experiencing some technical issues with our website and forums. We're working hard to restore full services. This looks like this came across in Spanish, something else, French, something else, English. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of different languages, and I'm not even going to try to. Dutch, French, Russian, English, and it's Spanish is what this all just came apart in. So,
okay, Jay says GLaDOS is all over us.
GLaDOS, get your hippie little metal butt up off me.
That's interesting. I just tried to go to Blizzard Entertainment, and it took me to Cheapo Air. I don't think that's their website name, but it's odd. Why don't they own that?
I don't know. That's odd.
Mm-hmm. That's really odd. Cheapo Air owns the right to Blizzard Entertainment. Oh. Ooh. Well, let's try that again. Okay. Wow. Okay, Blizzard.net is now server not found page. Let's try Battle.net. Okay, that page is up.
Oh, Battle.net's a separate entity, so.
That's still interesting. Let's try World of Warcraft page. Okay, everything looks to be okay from the front end. Those of you who play these games, be aware. We've told you they've been hacked. They did not respond to our media request, period. Not even to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
We got a letter back saying that they got the request, but they never responded unless it was hiding in our spam, which I check daily, so I never saw it. So you guys be careful. I'm pretty sure they have gotten hacked, and they've just really kept it under wraps. Why, I don't know. You've lost 800,000 subscribers? You might want to do something
something
at least
like
get
that,
somebody's
yeah.
attention. Yeah, get somebody's attention. Do what PlayStation did. Fake a hacking and then, you know, fake that you fixed it. that was bad. Okay. And Jay, you let us know if you still can't hear us. Because you won't hear us say boobs.
Sorry, I was checking to see how bad we sounded like GLaDOS. We don't sound that bad.
It might just be him. Stop trying to play games while you listen to us.
Yes, yes, yes. Stop watching the midget porn. Or at least share the website.
Do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this I did get today. Because if you can tell, today we got a little bit of a slow news day. But we've got some stuff for you.
A little bit of slow news day.
But those of you who are at home, you're off. I used to love when they put me off on Christmas. Oh, my God. I love it. I would just laze about the house. It's fun now still, but not nearly as much fun when you know you've been working hard. You get to laze about it. Not that we don't work hard here. It's different kind of work hard. Anyway, I'm rambling. Right now, December 20th through January the 30th, they have now actually just today only, you have one day. I keep stressing, I want this in your head stuck, if you're going to play Lord of the Rings Online, 50% off the Isengard expansion.
Ooh, 50% off.
50. That's half off, people, in case you don't know your percentages.
And we like us some half off. That is very nice. That's very nice.
But I'm trying to get more details, but my page does not want to load. Come on, be nice.
I tell you, the internet is like on vacation today.
Everybody's on vacation. Well, anyway,
even the games are like empty this morning. I went into several different games. It was like quiet.
Some people say, okay, it is the legendary edition is what they're saying. And you get, you can get it for $49.99. You get a bonus extra 1,000 turbine points. You also get three Rohirrim. Yeah, I love how they came up with their own word. Rohirrim styled mounts with a blanket and emblem in the colors of green, red, and white. All three sets of matching cosmetic Rohirrim style armor in colors green, red, and white. An in-game title, which will be called the Guard of Aizen. Access to the Path of Follow the Fellowship quest packs, including Trollshaw's Igrian, Lothurian, and Moria. Plus the Mirkwood quest pack as a special bonus. This is where I was sleeping that year when the Mines of Moria pack came out. Oh, that has to be the most embarrassing moment ever for me. I'm sleeping and I'm interviewing the person, not them interviewing me, but I'm sleeping while I'm interviewing him. Oh, God. Horrible. Okay. Then there's a couple of other, that's the legendary edition. The base one is $29.99, so you get one of those horses and you get your title. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the very basic edition. Then you have your heroic edition, which is $39.99, where you get the mount, the armor, your in-game title, and your 1,000 turbine points. So it looks like only the base one is the one you don't get the turbine points. So I say this is a good buy. If you're at home and you're like, you know what, I got 5 games and I'm tired of all of them already. I think I need to get me another one. Just go ahead and download this one. Lord of the Rings Online is kind of epic, sort of, kind of.
Yes.
Okay, GLaDOS has you. GLaDOS does have you right now, Ginger. I can hear that.
GLaDOS, let's go.
You have to rebuke her like the devil. Get thee behind us, GLaDOS.
Get thee off me before I stab you in your nasty middle face. I will shank you. I will shank you in ways that you don't want to be shanked.
Ginger.
What?
Back away from the robot, Ginger.
All right. Speaking of people that need to be shanked, I actually found this one last night. I was showing this one to a court yesterday. Hackers target U.S. security tank. Oh, yes. All right. So, hackers on Sunday, because apparently we have nothing better to do on Christmas Day. Hackers on Sunday claim to have stolen a raft of emails and credit card data from the U.S.-based security think tank Stratfor, promising it was just the start of a week-long Christmas-inspired assault on a long list of targets. Do you people have nothing better to do at all?
No.
Isn't porn better than this? All right, so one alleged hacker said the goal was to use the credit card data to steal $1 million and give it away as Christmas donations, and images posted online claimed to show the receipts. Members of the loose-knit hacking movement known as Anonymous posted a link on Twitter to what they said was Stratfor's tightly guarded confidential client list. Among them on the list, the U.S. Army and the Miami.
Stop. GLaDOS got you for a second. Among the people. Okay, now I think she lets you go. Try it again.
Among those on the list, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force and the Miami Police Department. Yes, steal funds from the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force. That's all we need, because, you know, it's not like they can't already not afford the armor that they need. Very nice. All right, so the rest of the list, which Anonymous said was a small slice of its 200 gigabytes worth of plunder, included banks, law enforcement agencies, defense contractors, and technology such as Apple and Microsoft.
Ooh, she got you again.
Hello? I will stab you. Yes, I will. To the white meat. I know you have some.
Oh, I don't know if she has actual meat as so much as guts, Ginger.
Well, there will be some minced guts. All right, so, the group taunted on a message on their microblogging site, and not a private and secret anymore. Lieutenant Colonel John Norman.
Oh, you really sound bad. Poor baby.
Get off me! Get off.
She's like, no, you cannot talk. Ah, and the help desk is closed today. Don't you know it?
Yeah, apparently. Am I back? She's still on me?
Jay says, sounds like you, GLaDOS, and C-3PO are having a threesome.
Well, while that might be kinky, there's no fun here. I'm having no fun.
Because she's trying to read news. We're trying to be all professional.
I know. There's no pleasure. I'm getting no pleasure from this.
Said the woman who's crunching on a Christmas cookie. Okay.
Woman? That's it. I need another piece of taffy.
Okay, now you sound... See, when you're not trying to talk... You have to pause between speaking, I think, just to give her a minute.
GLaDOS, you are a cheap $2... All right, so anyways, back to the news. All right, so... Air Force and everybody's watching out. They said we are diligently investigating the extent to which subscriber information may have been obtained, and that they're working closely with law enforcement to identify who is behind the breach. Stratford's website was down midday Sunday with a banner saying, "Site is currently undergoing maintenance." You know what? Stop lying. Just say, "We were hacked." Watch stuff.
No, we cannot say that.
So wishing everyone a Merry Lowell's Xmas, a nod to its spinoff hacking group Lowell Security, Anonymous also posted a link on Twitter to a site containing the email, phone number, and credit number of a U.S. Homeland Security employee. The employee, Cody Sultanfuss, said he had no warning before his details were posted. "They took money I did not have," he told the Associated Press. "I think, why me? I'm not rich. You know what? Why are you robbing these people who work for this corporation? I mean, is it so evil that they have a job that they're trying to provide for their families?"
Here's the thing. I've said this before. There's a huge generational gap. Some of these kids, as much as they're griping about how they're so wonderful, a lot of them are stealing to get their money. And Anonymous, you can prove me wrong. You've had somebody from your organization, so to say, on our show. Stop by again. Prove us wrong. But I don't think any of them work either. So they think that anybody that works for the government, you must be rich. Why don't you start looking up salary lists so you can know who to take money from? Because some random person that works there, sometimes that's just the only choice they have. Honestly, they can't quit because you think they should. They do have a family to support. You don't have any kids, most likely. You're sitting around playing your Xbox all day or whatever it is you do.
Coming from somebody who's been part of a military family, yes, the pay sucks.
Yeah, my mom made next to nothing. It is not a glamorous job.
Yes, most of the military, even when you were in, I mean, even when you're enlisted, the first two ranks, you're barely above the poverty level of the U.S.
Yep.
People don't realize this.
The bad part is, yes, they should be getting paid more. So, again, you guys need to pick your targets a little more carefully. Taking down a child porn ring, excellent. Attacking people who don't have the money to give in the first place, uh-uh.
Not so much, no. No, especially when that money is nowhere near enough to pay, or at least near enough to repay them for what they do.
Yeah. They're the reason why you're able to do the little stupid things that you do and you don't have somebody from... you know, Iraq sitting next to you, jabbing you in the ribs is because of these people. So that's a sore spot with me. My mom was a soldier. Thank you.
Yes.
People.
Yes, yes.
No. Okay, I'm moving along. I'm getting irritated.
Anonymous, I taunt you.
Just what I was thinking. I didn't want to say it.
She's up in here munching on my taffy.
Okay, she's chewing taffy. We mm-hmm. did manage to get a hold of a list from our peoples over at Eurogamer of what the U.S. launch of the Vita is going to be like. If I could just not cough.
Don't cough. Don't cough. Bananas.
Huh?
I was trying to make sure you didn't cough.
I was eating a banana. I was like, oh, why did she bring up the banana? Can you smell my breath? Okay, anyway. Sony has confirmed their official RRPs for both the first wave of Vita games and the system's proprietary memory cards. As detailed on their European PlayStation blog, the following first launch party titles are priced as follows. Gosh, I got a real, like, really bad lisp today. Because I can't breathe through my nose.
Breathe, you got to breathe.
Wait a minute, I think I can breathe a little bit through my nose. Okay, so it's Uncharted, Golden Abyss, Mod Nation Racers Road Trip. Come on, girl, you can do it. Everybody's Golf. Wipeout 2048, Unit 13. Little Deviants, Reality Fighters. And as previously reported, you will need one of Sony's proprietary memory cards to play most of those past titles. Here's the cost of each one of those cards. A 4 GB memory card is going to cost you about $17.99. 8 gigabytes, $31.99. 16 gigabytes, about $44.99. These prices tally with what the online retailer Play announced earlier this week. In addition, Sony has also priced various official accessories available from the date of launch. You can pick up yourself an AC adapter for $8.99, a portable charger for $44.99, a USB cable, which I say is a very good investment, for $8.99, an ear headset for $17.99. The whole starter, or I don't know what starter, what's in the starter kit because they hadn't told us, for $21.99 and the travel kit for $24.99. It's also confirmed that every Vita will come bundled with 6 augmented reality cards and a voucher to download the AR games called Table Football, Cliff Diving, and Fireworks for free. I have no idea what that means. I love when they give you this like you're supposed to know what it is. It doesn't even interest me. Meanwhile, the U.S. PlayStation blog has published a full list of titles that will be available in North America on launch day. This may not match up exactly with what Europe got. It's the Escape Plan, which is on the PlayStation Network only, Hot Shots Golf, World Invitational, Hustle Kings, again, only on the PlayStation Network, Little Deviants, Mod Nation Racers, Road Trip,
Little Deviants?
Yes. Super Stardust Delta, PlayStation Network only, Uncharted The Golden Abyss, Wipeout 2048, this is from them, their first-party titles, and third-party titles, oh my god, Army Corps of Hell, from Square Enix, Asphalt Injection, Ubisoft, Ben 10 Galactic Racing, Ben 10 went out of style so long ago, didn't he? From D3 Publisher of America, Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend from ASCII Games Localization, Dungeon Hunter Alliance from Ubisoft, Dynasty Warriors Next, from Tecmo Koei America Corp, F1 2011 from Codemasters, EA Sports FIFA Soccer from EA. Oh, Lord, that was not going to even work. Lumines Electronic Symphony from Ubisoft, Michael Jackson The Experience. Why do they put these games on the handhelds? I'm trying to figure that out. Plants vs. Zombies, again, only on the PlayStation Network. Rayman Origins, which I will gouge your eyes out if I catch you playing, from Ubisoft. Shinobido 2 Revenge of Zen, Namco Bandai, Tales of Space, Mutant Blobs, only on the PlayStation Network. Touch My Katamari.
Touch My Katamari?
Yes, from Namco Bandai. The Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and Virtua Tennis 4 World Tour Edition from Sega of America. In addition, they're saying the following is are going to be launched as launch window titles, meaning they'll come out sometime during the week, hopefully. You got Gravity Rush, MLB 12, the show, Reality Fighters, Unit 13. This is their first-party titles. And third-party, Lego Harry Potter, years 5 through 7s. Disgaea 3, Absence of Detention, Ninja Gaiden Plus, Ridge Racer, Silent Hill, Book of Memories, and Supremacy MMA Unrestricted. So that's a lot of games. Hopefully you get them all. But I am guessing probably not. I don't think so.
Probably not, no.
I think they're announcing.
There's a lot of games, though. You're right, yeah.
And why does it not come with a memory card?
I don't know. I wondered that, too. I don't know. I mean, because my phone did that same thing, and I was a little bit irritated about that. Now, where's my story go? I just had it.
Now, see, my phone came with 2 memory cards, one of them which does not fit.
Really?
Yeah, I think they were just like, oh, here's one that does fit. And by the way, you can have
this.
You
can find use for this one.
I did have a use when I knew where my camera was, but hey, I don't know where that bad boy is now. But this one does fit in here. It expands it, you know, by 2 more gigabytes, which is nice. I could use a few more. They should just make it so that you can use your own. Why would they? That just ruins the whole thing. You need to stop trying to get our paper. We're not in a good economy enough for you to be stealing paper.
No. Stop trying to steal my stuff.
Bad people. Bad.
Bad, bad people. You're bad people. All right. So I got some news. What do I got? Oh, go back. There we go. All right. This actually came out a couple of days ago, but it was after we got off air. GamePolitics.com, the Able Gamers Foundation gives grants to 3 disabled veterans.
Yes, I did.
Yay. Awesome. So nonprofit gamer charity, the Able Gamers Foundation, has awarded the Disabled Veteran Grant 2011 to 3 disabled veterans just in time for the holidays. The group awarded 2 Xbox 360 gaming systems complete with a 1-year subscription to Xbox Live Gold and 1 completely customized Xbox controller from Evil Controllers to the recipients of its annual event. Who is this? Applicants submit requests for their most desired gaming-related items that improve their lives or grant them increased accessibility. This is coming from Able Gamers Editor-in-Chief Steve Spawn. Each year, the Able Gamers Foundation awards gaming equipment to as many disabled veterans as donations allow for the current year. With the economy in rough shape, donations were down significantly in 2011, but we wanted to make sure to give some holiday cheer to as many disabled veterans as possible. Mark Bartlett, president and co-founder of the Able Gamers Foundation, says, "We are incredibly honored to be able to give something back to the brave men and women who sacrificed their health to protect the freedoms of this great country. As a disabled veteran myself, I understand firsthand the importance of maintaining the ability to enjoy video games with our friends and family, especially during the holiday season. The support of our donors and Evil Controllers has been tremendous, and the disabled community has been very supportive of our desire to give the gift of gaming to those who served and paid a price for freedom." All right, so maybe you've been living under a rock. You've not heard of these people. You want to find out more? Head over to ablegamers.org. They are wonderful. Really, people, if you have just, you know, just a dollar or two here and there, just, you know, throw it at these people. They really do good.
You know, it would help if I wasn't muted.
Yes.
Them and also gamersoutreach.org is also doing something really big come the second week in January. And unfortunately, we are not able to attend. They did invite us, and they are nearby this time. So they were like, "You should really be here." They're going to be up in Dallas, and they're dedicating a new cart for Child's Play.
I believe it's
for Child's Play. I'm sorry, guys. I got your press release, but with Christmas, I think I shoved it somewhere thinking I'm going to get to read this, and I forgot. But I remembered. I remember to this morning that I have it. I just don't know where it is. But once I have the full details, I'll probably post it up on the site for you. But it is going on the week of January 10th. I can tell you that much. So if you're up in the Dallas area, get ready to drop by the hospital. They're doing a whole cart dedication, which is fantastic. But anyway, bad Corey. All right, so I got other news for you. In case you were not knowing this when you bought your plane tickets to go out of town for Christmas, or maybe you're planning to go out for New Year's, maybe you're planning to fly somewhere, you can apparently link your various social networking accounts to just about any kind of services these days. Online retailers, of course, are encouraging you to brag about recent purchases using your Twitter handle, and some restaurants even offer discounts if you're willing to check in at their eatery. So it should be no surprise that Dutch airline KLM wanted to let people pick their ideal anonymous seatmates that they turned to Facebook. Yes, using a new feature called Meet and Seat, KLM allows passengers to browse the Facebook profiles of other passengers in hopes of making each flight a bit more intimate. The romantic angle of the new option isn't explicitly stated, and you could just easily pick a potential seat neighbor based on their favorite TV show or other interest, but singles could definitely take advantage by turning a plane ride into a bite-sized date. Of course, if you have no interest in who you'll be sitting next to and prefer to drift into a fog of in-flight cocktails in your iPad, you can opt out of the program entirely. Of course, doing so may cause you to be matched up with a less socially adept seatmate, so choose wisely. Facebook page doesn't tell you about anything about them anyway. You could share several common interests and get on, and it's not funny. I mean, really, people?
Really, apparently.
I'm not sure I like that. That allows people to stalk you.
But really, people like it nowadays. So
we're all about the not stalking these days. Don't stalk the people on the flights.
No, don't be stalking people in general.
Ooh, GLaDOS got you really, really bad. She loves you, Ginger.
GLaDOS, get up off me before I stab you in your not fun box.
Oh, Ginger, that's not nice.
No, it's not nice. It's not nice. But she needs to get up off me.
Oh.
Is she still on me?
No, she's not.
Okay, good. Hold on. Mute myself to cough.
No coughing. Bananas. I don't know what that means, but hey, there you go.
All right. What have we got? Did we read about this? California Superior Court finds Activision Publishing may proceed with jury trial in suit against Electronic Arts?
No. But I didn't see that story. Please do tell.
All right, so this came out Friday. Activision Publishing, don't care about the Superior Court. Is she on me? GLaDOS, you're a skank. Your mother? Yeah, she was a skank. At least she got paid for it.
Oh, see, all that's clear. She wants to make you say the bad stuff so she can laugh.
I hate you, GLaDOS. Hey, so since I'm back, maybe? Alright, anyways, Activision announced that the Los Angeles Superior Court has denied a motion brought by EA for summary judgment, thereby permitting Activision to proceed to trial on its $400 million contract interference suit against EA. At a hearing held December 21st, Judge Elihu Burley denied EA's motion, finding that the evidence...
Oh, she got you again. She's like, no. No, you are not speaking today, Ginger. No.
Get off me. Get off me.
Let me drop my cap. I don't know where my cap went to my water. Ginger's making me laugh. Sorry. I just dropped it. No, now I got to be extra careful. I'm going to put this water on the floor.
Save the prize first. Get off me.
Oh, wait. There's a new cap. Let me use that one. Oh, gosh, Ginger.
All right. So can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Just barely. She sounds like she wants to grab you as soon as you start speaking.
GLaDOS.
Let me grab this one. Let's give her a moment. give her a moment. All right. So I was actually telling Ginger about this before the show. You guys, a lot of you have little people in your family. If you're watching the whole NORAD Santa thing, very cool. They went high tech this year, and they also brought on a celebrity to help them. Who was that celebrity? Well, one Miss Michelle Obama. While everyone was keeping their eye out, keeping their eye out for Rudolph's red nose on Saturday, the Santa trackers at NORAD had a record-breaking Christmas Eve, telling the Associated Press that they received a whopping 102,000 telephone calls about Santa, shattering their previous record of 80,000 calls. The tradition, of course, dates back to 1955, but got a boost from social media efforts this year, officials told AP. The phones are ringing like crazy, said Lieutenant Commander Bill Lewis. Most of the volunteers were based at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado, but our First Lady, Michelle Obama, chimed in from Hawaii to answer some inquiries about Santa's whereabouts. And she's quoted as saying, "It's wonderful to be part of this holiday tradition. I loved answering the calls from the children who were anxious to learn where Santa was and when he would arrive at their home," the First Lady said in a statement. She says, "I passed on to each child at the current location of Santa and reminded them that he would come to their house only after they were in bed sleeping." Lewis told the AFP that kids didn't seem to recognize the First Lady's voice at all. They just asked run-of-the-mill stuff they wanted to know about Santa. NORAD volunteers also answered children's questions via Twitter and Facebook. By Christmas Day, the Facebook page had more than 999,000 likes, up from their 700,000 last year. On the page, families across the world expressed thanks to the volunteers for keeping their kids informed about Santa's whereabouts all day. NORAD also went super high-tech and released an app for the little ones. I don't know if it was on iPhone, but it was on the App Store on Android, and I did grab it, and guess I did not see my phone most of the day on on Saturday, because they also had a game. The game was pretty cool. I forgot what it's called. Elf Toss, and it worked with the whole, you know, by tilting the phone, you had to get the presents into a hole.
Fun.
It was fun. I didn't get to play it, but yeah, my phone is disgusting today. It's fingerprinty sticky. But yeah, they had a great time. They're running around with the phone, and I love NORAD because it's educational. Whenever the kids are clicking to find out where Santa is, it not only shows where he is in the world, but it also shows you all the historical information about that particular city.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, so I wanted to see the phone app because I know on the computer it's all 3D and animated and it shows them flying and then it, you know, the voice, there's actually a voiceover that tells you, you know, this city was founded in, you know, 112 BC based on blah, 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 blah. And they show you the pictures and it's famous for, you know, this particular landmark if there is one. And so really, really good educational value. So obviously the phone app doesn't talk, but it did show all the same information. You know, Paris is famous for Eiffel Tower. So really cool little thing they do every year. And yes, all those people are volunteers and there's thousands of them.
That's awesome.
I think I would like to do that next year. That's a good thing to keep me in Christmas spirit because I was sick. I was turned into the Grinch. It's like, cookies, get off me. There's no cookies. There's no cookies. Stop asking me about cookies, y'all. I'm too loud. Shut up. Okay. So anyway. But I think that would probably help me. I think the kids in my family are getting old, so they're aggravating me. They are. They're getting big, so. But really, really nice. Oh, I also forgot to mention, not only was NORAD in on the act, Google also got in on the act. Went very high-tech this year for Christmas. Again, if you were following our Twitter, you saw I posted the link. You can send a call from Santa or a video. And what you would do is go to that link, and you would put in information about said child, and it would generate, you know, the call, and then it would call. You literally have seconds. You have to have them next to the phone, and you have to somehow manage for them not to see you doing this and have them call. And then it would tell them all the stuff about Christmas and say their name and, you know, this is what you asked for Christmas and, you know, what you're supposed to leave Santa, which is usually the kids' favorite food, all this kind of stuff. So very, very cool. They also would generate a YouTube video for them, pre-generate. So they had their own special video up on YouTube for a short while.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I don't know how they did it, but very, very nice use of technology. So I think technology is going to rekindle some of the whole Santa Claus thing, which is nice because, you know, some kids, they don't. They're like, I don't believe there's no Santa Claus. So I was liking doing all that. You know, each of the little ones, I'd call them in and say, oh, you have to have a special conference with Santa.
That is awesome.
Yeah, then I close the door and then I'll be like, okay, you sit here. And here's the video that Santa left for you. And they're like, oh my God, he knows my name and he knows I'm in Texas.
That's awesome.
So, very nice.
Definitely sounds that way. And I just totally had a story. Where can I put it? There we go.
Glad that you got finally.
Yay, GLaDOS. Yeah. I can't call you. We've got on daytime radio. All right, so man dresses like Mario for a month to get free Nintendo 3DS.
Is that all you had to do?
I guess so. I'm actually pulling the story from Digital Trends. They had it up on Yahoo News in the tech section. All right, so would you dress up like Mario for 30 days in order to win a free Nintendo 3DS?
Mm-hmm.
Corey would. Corey'd be all over that. Do I get to be Princess Peach for 30 days? I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so at least one person out there would, and he got a visit from Mario to go along with the prize. When Nintendo asked its Facebook fans what they'd do to get their hands on a free 3DS, Gustavo Valdez told the company he dressed up like the iconic plumber for a month. Nintendo called his bluff, and Mario paid him a visit with a new 3DS and a set of extra Mario costumes. It's that last part of the gift that really impressed us, though. Clearly, the Nintendo team had the forethought to realize that a stinky Mario running around town might not cast them the best light. All right, so if you want to watch this, there is a video, and it's up on Digital Trends right now. So, go over there and check that out. They've got pictures up of Valdez and Mario together. I think that's pretty awesome. That's so much better than the people who name their kids after, or their kid, their son after the character in Skyrim.
Oh, that you just reminded me. We got another geek reference. Remember I keep telling you about the show Leverage?
Uh-huh.
I am starting to love that guy. If we had enough geeks on TV or something, or maybe I'll start doing a geek quote of the week from him, because every week he throws one in, and this week it was a reference to Mario. It wasn't this week. It was the week before, because I forgot I watched 2 weeks back-to-back yesterday. But one of the other characters, if you watch the show, he's the muscle. And he's trying to tell him, you know, I'm going to handle this, because he wants to impress one of the girls on the show. And he's like, I've got this. He's like, what do you mean you got this? He says, look here, Luigi, I got this. Basically saying, I'm Mario, you're Luigi. So I was like, I got that. I love who writes that show. Thank you for that. And letting him come out of his mouth because he's so hot. Ginger's like, I'm not impressed.
Not impressed at all.
I'm gonna send you a picture of him shirtless to see if you're impressed. Cause
you do that. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here still kind of scanning through news.
I still got another one. That one was short. Okay, so then I'm gonna tell you about. Oh, see, I'm losing my stories. See, y'all, we are so off today. All right, you got this new gadget coming out called the anti-theft chair, which is supposed to be helping with cars. Apparently, just like a snowflake, your backside has a unique pattern.
Oh, my God. I saw this
over the weekend. Shigeomi Kashimizu, and I probably said his name, Koshimitsu of Japan's Advanced Institute of Industrial Technology has developed a chair that can identify your backside and can be used to do things like start your car or log into your computer. According to Nike, no, not the shoe, it works by recording data from 360 different pressure points located under the seat, with each point measured on a scale of 0 to 256. The data is then sent to a computer, which can then recognize individuals with 98% accuracy. And so you say, why develop this technology when the fingerprint and the iris scanners already exist? Well, because those scanners can easily be influenced by environmental factors like your greasy fingers or it's not, you know, bright enough. They said, while unless you have a giant George Costanza wallet in your back pocket, there's very little to interfere with a chair measuring the pressure you create while sitting in them. Koshimitsu hopes to collaborate with automakers and get this technology into cars within 2 to 3 years. So within 2 to 3 years, you could just sit in your car and start that puppy up, and you could even leave the door open, and somebody, they'd be able to do nothing.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I'm going to steal your car. Imagine this technology with you parents out there with the teenagers. I told you not to drive my car, and they try to sneak out.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no sneaking out. The car will not start. These particular pressure points are recognized as being blocked.
Wow.
The college is going to make it hard for these teenagers to get out of the house. And we had it real easy. We climbed out the window. Your mama didn't know where you were.
I never climbed out the window. I never snuck out. I just left.
I did once.
It wasn't sneaking if I walked out the front door with you standing there.
I snuck out once. It wasn't at my house. It was at my friend's house. And it was New Year's. Good God, it was New Year's so long ago. And we decided we were going to go to the skating rink, which was 2 blocks over. We were told not to. Mm-hmm. We got all made up, went over, found out there was nobody there, came home. We were gone a total of 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You hear me? 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. My friend's sister, her older sister who's married, was coming to drop off her daughter for us to babysit on New Year's Eve, saw us walking along the street, told my friend's mother. She left. We didn't even notice that she had passed us by. We got back, and her mother comes out. We're in the garage. My friend's taking off her shirt, saying, "We're pretending. We're washing my shirt." And her mom's like, "Really? You guys are doing laundry?" We're like, "Yeah, she spilled something on her shirt." She's like, "Really? With a full face of makeup?"
Uh-oh.
You know, when you're a teenager, you put it on all thick. Me and the blue eyeliner. You girls think you are all something with the blue hair and the blue eyeliner. Oh, no, honey.
God, no. Not the blue eyeliner. I hated that stuff.
Girl, I had it on thick like I was an Egyptian princess. Whatever. So, so we got into trouble. And her mom didn't really say anything that night. But after we left, I heard she got a spanking. And we were not little girls, okay? We were not little 15, mm-hmm. 16. She got a spanking. And my mom took everything out of my room.
Oh,
everything.
No.
I was laughing when she decided. She came in and she was going to spank me. She says, "Oh, you're too big to get spanking." She's hers picking up my phone. And this is when phones had cords, y'all. So she's wrapping up the cords, TV. Oh, let me take this. Look at that computer gone. Funny. It's really funny.
Wow. I like your mom.
That was hurtful. Oh. She could take the TV, leave the phone. I got to talk. Okay, anyway, it's time for a break. Or do we want to go ahead and leave these people be for the day?
Either way.
Okay, tell you what, we'll go into streaming, but when we run out of stuff to talk about, we're ending the show. How about that?
That works.
We hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have some news.
Yes. People will come back to some leftover turkey in the refrigerator that is calling my name.
Oh, just rub it in. Ain't nothing in my house to eat.
I know, I gotta go to the store later so I can get vegetables and fruit. There was a juicer that was brought into the house, and now there's no fruit.
I got me a nice, pretty new piece of jewelry.
Oh, I'm gonna need pictures.
I ain't taking no pictures, and if I wear it outside the house, it'll be under clothes. It's very expensive. I can't. I'm panicking already. I opened a box and went, oh, no. Mm-mm. I can't wear this.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I'm going to do
that's very nice.
I'm going to need some details later.
And apparently I just got a snuggie. It was walked in and waved at me.
A snuggie?
I don't know who got a snuggie.
I have a pink snuggie. I love that thing.
It was pink.
Yeah, we got matching snuggies.
She'll put your house in that damn thing.
That's awesome.
You think I'm joking? You open the door.
No, I know you're not.
I have my backpack with the laptop in it, the iPad, my DS.
That's awesome.
And my hard, look at my hard drive from my Xbox. Be like, hey, Jinja, I came to stay for me.
You bring it. I love my Corey.
Uh-oh, what did Jay say to us? He said, just some bad youngins. That's what y'all get.
What's a battle? Look at
this one, we're not bad, we just got caught. All right, we're on the other side, and I can't find the music on the girl, I am so loopy. I cannot believe I am this loopy.
Girl, I told you, I almost did not want to get out of bed this morning. That phone going off, and I was like, no.
Y'all have talked to, you know, I've been on the show sick before. It's usually when it's in my, just in my head. The chest part, even when I take medicine, as long as my head is not clogged, I'm usually very clear and good. I am loopy. I have walked into the wall a couple times today. Just,
wow. All right, yeah, I'm not that bad.
I am loopy today.
That is nuts. I'm just tired. I want more naps. More nap.
I think I got some bourbon. It's time for some hot toddy. Who's with me?
Ooh, that does sound good. That does sound good.
I don't remember how to make hot toddy, but hey. Anybody out there remember how to make hot toddies? I got the tea already, I know. Just pour the bourbon in it. Is that how it rolls? I'm going to have to call my grandmother.
I never made hot toddies. I've had a hot toddy, but I have no idea how they're made.
Man, when I was 8 and had chicken pox, I had so many hot toddies that day, I was so drunk.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I remember having laryngitis or something as a kid, and my mom giving me hot toddies.
We're going to look up the recipe while Ginger tells us her next story.
Yes. All right, I'm actually pulling this one from... Yeah, I'm not going to tell you the website I'm pulling this from. Anyways. Dust 514 closed beta signups open to EVE online players.
Ooh.
Yeah, if y'all have not heard about Dust 514, it's a new multiplayer shooter from CCP Games. Mm-hmm. Set within the same universe of EVE Online MMO. And it will be a PlayStation exclusive, looks like. The game is supposed to be coming sometime in 2012, and CCP is accepting beta tester signups as of today, and it looks like this was posted 3 days ago. All right, so Dust 514 is apparently the planet version of EVE Online. You're not going to be flying around on a ship. You're going to be on a mining planet.
And this is the one that's for PlayStation, right?
Yes, this is the one for PlayStation. We did hear about at least some about it at E3. There's still kind of people a little bit not for certain about it. I'm pretty sure this one also, 514 and EVE Online, ended up causing a big disturbance within the EVE Online community. I want to say there was a great big fight that was going on about it, too.
Yeah.
Alright, so you can head over to the EVE Online website, which is eveonline.com, to sign up for the Dust 514 beta now. It is a closed beta, so go there and check it out.
I wonder if we want to be in that.
I don't know. We'll check it out.
I don't know. Okay, so apparently hot toddies, for those of you who need to know. It's, they're saying you boil some cold tap water, put honey and lemon juice and the alcohol straight away into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to add hot water. First you're going to mix the honey, the lemon juice, and mix it till it tastes good to you. Then you're going to add the alcohol, and then you're going to add the rest of the hot water after you boiled it. Put it that way. That's just straight alcohol. That's a bourbon and water right there. Wow. That is scary. I'm so about to make me one. Did you?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking at what MMOs are coming out for 2012 and thinking, oh my God.
We just want one. You know this.
Yeah. Well, no, we want two. There are two.
What two?
Secret World. The Secret World.
Oh, you're
we want
right.
that one.
You're
and
right.
And we want one in Salem. Apparently, Salem's going to be out in 2012. Or 2012. Of course, 2012. April. April of 2012. I tell you.
Oh, did they move it? They pushed, they pulled it back?
It looks like the release date, at least from what I'm looking at right now, shows April of 2012 with The Secret World.
That would be perfect because it's my birthday.
Yay! Get to do MMO for Corey's birthday. It's so pretty.
Perfection.
And, of course, Terra comes out spring 2012, and that one looks kind of good. And for you Guild Wars fan, you got Guild Wars 2 coming out this year. And I hate to even announce it.
See, you need a hot toddy. You're picking up my stuffy nosiness.
I know. Mist of Pandaria for World of Warcraft comes out sometime this year. You get to be pandas. I swear to God, I'm going to go in there just to slap pandas.
All right. Those of you who love Prima Guides special today, they're 25% off of their e-guides. You can use the promo code 250, F is in Frank, F is in Frank, W is in water, E is in egg, B is in boy, at checkout, and we'll get you your 25% off. And this is, looks like it says all e-guys on PrimaGames.com. I think this is just supposed to be for present customers, but I'm not really going to buy anymore. I bought a guide from them once upon a time, and I never used it. I'm just one of those people that don't like guides.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I like to find all the stuff myself. So if you like them, feel free to go and pick yourself up one. Man, I cut my nail really short. Okay, but anyway, yeah. go over and check that out. Get you 25% off of your e-guide. You also, there's another thing I've been meaning to tell y'all. You might want to, certain days of the week, check at your local GameStop and ask them about guides, what they do with them. Or just check around the back of the store. Don't be like digging and looking creepy and stuff. Just walk around the back. Where they don't crash out.
Yeah. Don't be looking creepy.
Yeah, coming in with a long coat and holding your head down, going, psst, Corey says, come. No, go around the back and look in the trash. And that's all I'm going to say, because that's all I can say without getting in trouble with them. Go around and check. Hey, you know what we didn't get this morning?
What did we get this morning?
You can tell the world is just like on vacation. We got no charts to see what was the top sellers over this week.
We didn't get any charts.
No charts from these lovely people. So nothing.
We need charts, people. Where are our charts? Why are you ripping us off? Where are our charts? Seriously, where's my charts?
Okay. Well, I guess we have to wait until tomorrow till everybody's back or something. People, you all are bad. All right. Now, I think, are you guys something else to talk about? Because I'm thinking about hot toddies.
I'm digging. I don't think I have much else left. I'm scraping.
Well, lovely. See how dedicated we are. We wanted to come and talk to you guys this morning when we should have been curled up in bed in our Snuggie.
Oh, my God. Yes. That pink Snuggie. That thing is warm. I'm looking at finding a way to fasten some naps on it so that it doesn't fall off, though.
Oh, my God. No, it's just bad.
Well, if you're trying to lean over, you're folding laundry with that thing on, it keeps slipping off because, you know, it's open in the back, kind of like a...
You just reminded me, I could wear that when I go out to do my laundry in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastical.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I love my Snuggie.
They look
not as much as I love my full footy pajamas, which I'm in again today. And these things get washed all the darn time because I'm constantly wearing them.
No, the things are so cute.
All right. The feet are wearing out.
Well, we are going to go because we are rambling and we are sick. I'm sick anyway. Ginger's just rambling and loopy. But we're going. So we'll see you guys tomorrow where we'll have some more news. Hopefully I'll be better. I plan on drinking lots of hot toddies. Yes.
We'll be here in the morning.
All right, guys. Maybe y'all a little Legend of Zelda. It's right Christmassy to me.
Yes. Thank you. later, boys and girls.